And Lee, we've got this question for you, which is, how shall I put it, electrifying.
How does a battery work?
So there you go, the nub of it. How does a battery actually work?
So a battery just converts chemical energy into electrical energy. That's the kind of textbook answer, but it's a lot more interesting than that. Let's go back to the very old batteries, or lead acid batteries, or maybe even to a lemon potato battery.
With a bit of copper and a bit of zinc.
Exactly. So yeah. You've got these metals, and what happens is those metals lose electrons when they react with the acidic contents of the lemon, and that reaction pushes out electrons that go around a circuit. Those electrons aren't lost. They go around the other side to complete the charge, and that push you get is what starts the way the batteries work. So that was, you know, determined, and then we went into the lead acid, where the energy, if you like, comes from the solid lead. And as that lead is dissolved in the acid, as you take out, as you power your lamp or whatever, when it's exhausted, there's no more lead left. But all is not lost. What you can do is reverse that process and put some electricity back in, and you literally push electrons back onto the lead ions, as we call them, and they form back the metal and go back to the electrode. So that's a really old-fashioned battery that is really reliable. In fact, literally billions of lead-acid batteries are still used today. But
why, Lee, can I not recharge some batteries? If I buy an off-the-shelf battery in a supermarket that's not dubbed rechargeable, I can't reverse that reaction. Why is that? Why am I told not to?
I used to as a kid, because you can get them to explode. And the problem is that you would have to recharge them so slowly, it would just take too long. And what I did is I just forced as much power in, and of course they expanded and they ruptured and all the acid came out. And that was rather bad, but I thought quite good fun. But if you take now a lithium battery, which also is kind of scary, because lithium batteries can catch fire on aeroplanes, everyone is terrified about lithium batteries. Well, lithium metal is really, really reactive, but it has a high energy density, and that's why they're so good for our mobile phones. And so that literally the lithium metal being dissolved packs a lot of power. So we've been spending a long time dissolving that lithium in a kind of plastic bag, in a kind of membrane, to try and make sure that lithium goes back again without forming crystals that then cause the bag to expand. Your listeners might have had mobile phones or computers suddenly warp out of shape. That's because the lithium battery has failed. I wouldn't advocate doing anything with that other than disposing of it correctly, because it could catch fire. And the other thing is, if you put a nail or something into a lithium battery, it will catch fire. Basically, there are lots of different developments in these batteries, and the quest is to get a much higher energy density battery, a bit like the one that would give you something like, I guess, the density of diesel.
Lee, thank you very much.